Hey guys, it's AE Talk and it's time for our 100th episode. So we are so excited for this episode. Because it's our 100th episode.
Yes.
B, because we're going to do a giveaway.
Yes.
And C, because it's going to be extra long and extra crazy and we found out how to do sound effects.
Yes.
So we're just going to go with the flow. This episode's definitely going to be longer than our typical episodes. Usually, our episodes are 10 to 15 minutes. This one's going to be more like an hour, because it's going to be 5 segments rolled into one.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about how our giveaway is going to work?
No.
Okay. Do you want to talk about what we're giving away?
Fine. I'll talk about our giveaway. Okay. I'll talk about how you enter.
How to enter. Okay.
So, basically, in each segment, we're going to have a secret word, and we'll say the secret word in the segment. We'll tell you, like, this is the secret word. So, basically, you have to listen through all 5 segments. And for every person who gets all 5 words and, like, text them to us.
So, you can email it or you can reach out to us on Instagram.
So, every time, someone, you know, sends in those 5 words, you'll get entered into our giveaway. And which is...
Okay. So, the giveaway is, one... a K-pop subscription goodie bag from Cutie Pie Lala. Cutie Pie Lala is an online retailer. They sell lots of fashion items, but they're launching a new Cutie Pie website. A new Cutie Pie goodie bag that's filled with K-pop inspired items. So... you could get merch, you can get K-pop merch, you can get fashion, you can get beauty products, all types of things. Check them out. You can find them on Instagram at cutiepielalafashions, or their website is cutiepielala.com. That's cutiepielala.com. Okay, so you'll get the subscription goodie bag. You'll also get, and I should say included in that subscription goodie bag this month is a BTS chibi keychain. So they have all 7 members. I don't know what they're cooking up for this giveaway. I don't know if they're going to put all 7 in the goodie bag. Maybe. That would be fun. Or if you can pick your bias and just get that one. I'm not sure. But it's going to be exciting. We'll see. Okay, so in addition to the goodie bag, you're also going to get the new re-release of School Love Affair. So it's currently on pre-order only. It's shipping from South Korea. We are going to order you one. We'll ship it to you. Included in this re-release are the original songs, some of the original photos, photo cards, but also... there's some new DVD footage. It's kind of like behind the scenes making of School Love Affair.
And yes.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
This was like, okay, first of all, Big Hit had ARMY vote on what album they wanted re-released.
Oh.
So ARMY picked this. Oh. ARMY said, we want School Love Affair re-released.
And it's, oh my gosh. I just love the whole theme of it. And like, this is... to me, this album was right on the cusp of when they were still kind of hardcore to when they started entering the more soft era.
That's a great point.
So, it was like, they were like, the music was still kind of hardcore, but they were also, like, with Just One Day and stuff, like, they were starting to experiment with the slow R&B, like, and then that's also when, the time when they went to L.A., and, like, oh my gosh, it's just so great.
So, it's gonna be a great package. You get the... goodie bag, you get the re-release. So stay tuned, listen to all 5 segments and get all those words. Okay, so segment number 1.
Hello.
What should we talk about? Oh yeah. Okay, so Hyundai hired BTS, and Hyundai is a Korean car company.
Yes.
They hired BTS to make a song for their new
commercial.
For their new commercial. And we heard it. And it's not just any random commercial song. It's a great song.
It really is.
We were shocked. And not only is the song good, but the video is spectacular. This came out a while ago, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago, right? But we've just been so busy talking about other things, we never had time to talk about it. So we're talking about it now. But you guys need to hear this song, so we're going to play it a little bit.
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, so I really love it because it's kind of like a throwback to that traditional Korean pop sound.
Oh.
Don't you think so?
I don't know. Like, I always hear people talk about that typical K-pop sound. It's really hard for me to kind of make it out, but I think that it's like, to me, it's like very Western too at the same time. I don't know.
No, it's okay. You can say that. Like, elaborate a little bit, though.
I don't know. It's like, it sounds more of like a song that you would hear on the radio.
But don't you think there's an old school feel to it, at least?
Yes, yeah. I do think that. Like, with the do, 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 do.
Oh, my God. But I really love how my Tay-Tay starts it out, too.
Oh, yeah.
My so little Tay-Tay. Because he has that very old school sound in his voice.
He does.
He does jazz very well.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So I think it's really nice that he kind of, like, did the beginning and, like, sets the tone for the whole song. Okay, but the video is so cool because obviously,
oh my gosh, yes.
Like, it's about this car, but it features each member in, like, their own little world. And Hyundai said, like, each segment represents something about the member, and like even the lyrics, you can hear it in the lyrics. So I'm gonna read you some of what Hyundai said about this. Hold on.
I haven't read this.
No, you haven't read it. Hold on. Okay, so this is what Hyundai said each little part represents.
Okay. So
for our Tay-Tay, he's talking about okay, well, first of all, the concept that Hyundai wanted was they wanted them to reflect on progress and the future and the possibilities, okay? So they wanted BTS to talk about, like, a new future, like, what's possible. Okay?
What's
V said a time of newness, okay? And some of his lyrics say, when I look into your eyes, all I see is you filling my mind. So maybe like a new relationship, things like that. Now, please don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying Tay has a new relationship or is involved.
Or he's gonna, yeah.
He's just saying, like, that's a way to, like, look at the future, is like the future of meeting new people, okay? Jungkook chose Time of Adventure, which is very...
Oh, gosh, that's very Jungkook.
Yeah, very appropriate for him. And then, so he talks about new possibilities in his lyrics. Namjoon said Time of Inner Self.
Oh, well, of course said that.
This is all of them in a nutshell, okay? Like, my Tay-Tay's like the super lovey-dovey, Mr. Popular in K-pop world, you know, talking about relationships.
New people.
Yes, Jungkook's about adventure, RM's about inner self, like, okay. let's see, and then Suga says Time of Hope and Encouragement. He is such a foundation. He doesn't even realize how much of the foundation of this group he is.
Yeah.
You know, like, he has such a nurturing side to him.
He really does. And, like, I think so many people think that because he's, like, not... He doesn't express, like, as animated as most people, that he's automatically cold. You know what I mean? But if you even, like, watch just them, like... Namjoon and Suga are always the one in that. It's like a silent way of taking care of them. You know what I mean? So
his little thing was, like I said, time of hope and encouragement. But wait, listen to his lyrics, because is unusual. He says, I see a sign saying slow it down. I've pushed myself too hard. So it's not just like outer encouragement. He's trying to like be there for himself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is so awesome.
Jimin, time of emotion.
Oh my gosh. Jimin's.
His lyrics say, when we're together, I get my energy. He said this a million times. Like, he does what he does for his members, and his members continue to inspire him and motivate him. Like, he says that all the time.
You're so lovely. I'm so lovely. Yeah.
You're so lovely. Okay. J-Hope, time of creation.
Oh, gosh.
And inspiration.
Is he going to start choreographing for TXT or something?
Maybe. That'd be fun. But super creative guy. Focused on creation. Like, okay. And then Jin, time of continuous effort.
Oh my gosh. That's He always talks about how hard he works.
Gosh.
Like, oh my gosh.
And he does. Like, he's always working to be better than what he is. So that's so cool. So now it's not just a great song for a cool car.
Like, it's an actual emotional connection to a song. Yeah.
And it's so short. Like, when we first heard it, we were like, oh, I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
Because it's that good.
But maybe it's not longer because they want you to be like, because maybe longer would like ruin the song a little bit.
Oh,
you know?
Then it would just be a song.
Yeah.
Okay. So go listen to it because it's great.
It is so nice.
Okay. Should we say a secret word?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be a random secret word. Oh. I don't know what it is. We're going to get a random word generator.
Oh my gosh.
And it's going to generate a word. So let's see what it generates. Hold on. Okay, so we have our secret word, and Aaliyah's going to announce it.
It's gravel.
Gravel. G-R-A-V-E-L. Gravel. Okay, so the secret word for segment one is gravel. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yep.
Okay, so stay tuned for segment two, where we'll talk about more cool things. I'm not drinking, I promise. Where we'll talk about more cool things. And get all your friends to get on board, because the more entries you have, the better chance you guys have of winning.
Yes.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Yay!
Okay, that's better. All right, so Aini Talk here, back for our second segment of this episode, part of our 5-segment 100th episode celebration.
Oh my god.
Yikers, that's a long title. Okay, so I guess we should tell people how they can get those keywords to us, or secret words to us. So our email, if you don't see it in our podcast description, is aetalkinfo@gmail.com. Or you can message us on Instagram at aetalk. Okay, and just to recap, we're doing 5 segments. And to be entered into our giveaway, for a Cutie Pie Lala K-pop bag and for a
School Love Affair
re-release special edition, you need to get all 5 secret words. One will be said in each one of these segments, and then send them to us.
Yay.
Okay, so segment two. You don't know what this segment is about either. It's a secret. I haven't told you. So I came across this article. And it was talking about an interview Jin had recently done. And in the interview, Jin said, okay, well, some background, okay. So Jin's older brother, Jung, owns
cook,
a restaurant in Seoul. Okay. I think it's a Japanese restaurant.
Okay.
And so
Jin also has his own restaurant.
Jin, no, that's they share it.
Oh, okay.
So Jin's like the director and the brother's like the owner or manager. Okay. So anyways, in this interview, Jin was saying that because of COVID, his brother actually had to sell his car to keep the restaurant open. That's so sad, right?
Isn't that sad? Just to keep the restaurant?
Yeah, how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel sad because, I don't know, like, God, that's just a hard position to be in. Like, to have to make the choice between doing that or letting go of the restaurant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting because I think that that helps to remind us that BTS are people.
Mm-hmm.
With families,
mm-hmm.
With problems and troubles, and it's not all just glamour and glitz all the time. And granted, like, I feel like as ARMY, we know, like, you know, they struggle. They're having to perform all the time. They're always making appearances. All that normal, like, stardom stuff.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't forget the other side, like, the more human side.
Which is, like, their families, mm-hmm. and like their personal relationships and friends and mm-hmm. stuff,
and then all the things that those people go through, mm-hmm. that, you know,
they talk to them about,
yeah, they affect BTS too because they care about those people. And then I think that it also reminds us that, you know, coronavirus has really
affected everyone,
wreaked some havoc all over the world, and obviously, like, BTS's friends and family are no exception. And I'm sure, like, you guys have your own personal stories, mm-hmm. of how it's affected you. But, and it's not over yet.
Yeah.
Like, we're still in the midst of it. And
God.
I don't even know what's going to happen. But that just made me really sad. Let me see if I can read some of the article. So, Jin said, my brother's in the food business, and it's difficult lately because of the COVID-19 situation. We've been meeting up a lot and putting our heads together to figure out how to improve things. So I think I can understand to some degree what a lot of people are going through because of COVID-19. He and Jin's talking about his brother, he even sold his car to supplement his business. It made my heart ache, so I've been trying to come up with ways to help.
That makes me so sad.
I know. He's trying to help his brother.
Oh, my
God. So if you guys are in Seoul and you're ARMY, be sure to support Jin's restaurant. But not only that, like, remember the people in your own town, too. Like,
yeah.
These struggles are everywhere. And there are businesses shutting down. There are people losing their jobs. There are people still dying from COVID-19. It's a real thing. And it's not only people who already have, you know, a variety of comorbidities. So a variety of, you know, things already affecting their health.
There's
healthy people dying too. So we have to be safe. We have to think of others. We have to remember that we're a community, not just, you know, in our neighborhoods, but our cities, our countries, and even the world. Like, the world, because we can all travel anywhere, we can all communicate. It's a much smaller world now. And I think that, you know, we have a responsibility to take care of ourselves and each other.
I agree.
Okay. Do you want to say any final thoughts about this? Say the secret word, and then say your final thoughts. Because I don't want all the secret words to be at the exact end of every segment.
I agree. Okay. I 100% agree.
So, remember, we're using a random word generator, so we don't know what it's going to be.
Okay, so this word is object.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the secret word.
And on our Instagram, we say, BTS are not objects. They're people. Okay, so segment number 2's word?
Object.
Okay, now give us some final thoughts
about...
this segment, okay.
So, I obviously completely agree with you, but it's so hard right now for everyone, and I just feel so bad for them that they had to, that he was even placed in a situation where he had to make that decision, you know what I mean? To either keep the restaurant or sell his car, like, and now that he doesn't have a car, like, imagine how many more problems he's gonna have now, because now he has to either take public transportation or he has to ask someone else for rides, which puts him at even more risk of getting COVID. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's just a rough position.
I think I also have a lot of respect that they didn't just bail him out. Do you know what I mean? Oh,
like BTS weren't just like, here's money.
They weren't
money.
Just like, here's money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, they understand we all create our own worlds and... Again, we're all responsible for what we create.
Worlds.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that too.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And stay tuned for segment 3.
Bye.
Do-do-do. That's our sound effect for segment 3. Okay, so this segment, we will not be talking about BTS.
Yeah.
We will be talking about... another K-pop idol that we love.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from what group?
He's from GOT7.
Okay. And tell us, give us some hints about this member.
he's an Aries.
He's an Aries. I knew you were going to say that.
He's tall. He's short.
What? I think
he's
short
tall. For a K-pop idol.
Oh, I guess tall is relative. You know, when you're as short as me, everybody's tall. Like,
oh my God.
I think he's tall. He's tall and he has a very athletic build.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a true Aries.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that all the hints?
No, but see,
no? Okay.
That's
sorry.
Like nothing. Say something about his personality.
He's quite extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. He's also extra, and like sometimes people use that in a bad way, but I love how outgoing he is. So.
I like it too. And he's different.
Yes, he's very different.
So, okay. So, this person is... I almost said his name. So, this person is an Aries. And he's a little quirky. And now, here's how I'm thinking. Lady Gaga is also an Aries.
Oh.
She has that same quirkiness. Uh-huh. Okay. I am an Aries.
Yes,
I think
you are.
I'm weird.
Yes.
Yes, I am. So... Okay, so he's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
He's athletic.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks several languages.
Yes, a bunch.
Mm-hmm. He's from where?
He's from China.
Okay, do you think we gave enough
hints? I think we gave way too many.
Who are we talking about?
Jackson! Wang!
Woo! Team Wang. Hashtag Team Wang. Okay, so besides really liking Jackson and like... He's the type of person we picture being our friend in K-pop
yes.
land. Like, somebody we would relate to and hang out with and have fun with.
Yes.
But I was listening to his album the other day in my car.
In your car?
I think I was driving to work. And I was like, oh my gosh. He sounds like an American artist, a specific American artist. And so then I came home that day, and I played it for you guys, and I asked you guys... What
Who
you thought.
Sound.
Okay. Should we say first and then play some of the songs?
I think we should maybe. Or I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, let's just say it first.
Okay, go ahead.
So that way people can, like, listen to it differently. So, basically, he kind of sounds like Post Malone.
Yeah, and not
They
just...
have, like, the same kind of almost direction that they want to go in. So, it ends up... Oh, bless you.
Thank you. So, and it's not necessarily just his voice, it's his song styles.
Yeah. Like, they both like the cool hip-hop, chill kind of
mm-hmm,
music.
To the point where I'm like, do they have the same songwriters or producers? Because it's very similar. So, we picked 3 songs from this album that we think sound like, and what album are they?
It's called Mirrors.
Okay. And so here are some snippets from the 3 songs that we think sound like Post Malone. Take a listen. Okay,
so that's the first
Obviously,
one.
That was Bullet to the Heart.
Yeah.
A great song.
I love that song
mm-hmm.
so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, now the second one.
Okay. No, I just don't want you to play the vine.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'll fast forward a little bit.
Okay. I mean, that sounds just like Post Malone. Okay, so if you guys like have the scoop and like,
if you have the
scoop and you can tell us, well, yeah, they have the same songwriters, or yeah, they have the same. Let us know, because those are so close and so similar.
I enjoy the fact that they have the same style, because I think that style fits Jackson, and I think it also fits Post Malone, but they also can take it in different directions, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they sound so similar.
And I know, it's so crazy. Like, I'm a huge Post Malone fan.
Yes.
I call him my postie.
Yeah, she does.
And I know, like, when he came out with his, like, hot limon Doritos.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, okay, we have to get those. So I'm a huge Post Malone fan. So maybe that's why.
Also an ad to,
yeah, I hear that in my head, because I listen to Post Malone. Yeah, I don't know. But I think so. Seem to think so.
I think so. I think it's I don't think you can deny that, at least even the beat or even the voice, how he kind of fluctuates, like, a little bit, mm-hmm. sounds like Post Malone. Mm-hmm. Like, they sound like each other, you know what I mean? I don't know which artist has been out longer, so I don't know how you want to say it, but...
Oh, yeah. Who sounds like who? Yeah, that's true. The other thing about Jackson's voice is he's very raspy.
Yes, I love his voice, but, you know, so much.
When he talks in interviews, he doesn't sound raspy.
And then sometimes he'll talk in, like, baby voice too, and you're like, he sounds super different from his songs.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that was the next thing. Okay, yes. So we're not going to end this segment yet. Do you want to do a random word?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Is shock.
Shock. S-H-O-C-K, shock.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked by how much Jackson sounds like Post Malone. Okay, so now we should talk about Island.
Guys.
We're new to Island, guys.
I don't think we watched the first episode, but we have seen the second one, because we saw BTS was on.
The second, I don't know what you call it, part two. We started watching... from the beginning of part two.
Yes.
Where BTS came on at the beginning and they, like, visited the house.
Or whatever.
That hooked us.
Oh my god.
These producers are so smart, because seeing BTS in this house having fun, we were like, so we gotta watch this.
Yeah.
Let's just watch the whole thing.
And then, as we were watching it, I don't know what you, like, call them, the judges / the producers, mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Bang PD and, what's his name? He's their artistic director.
I always forget this. Let me think. Okay, so his name is Song Sung Duck. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
It's okay. We butchered his name.
Song Sung Duck. Diok. Diok. I need to see it in Korean.
Yes.
And then I'll know how to say it when it's romanized.
You're like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even know. Okay, so what were you going to say, though, about them?
They're like almost like judges on the show too, mm-hmm. along with BTS going on there, and I was like, that is so awesome, and like, that makes me feel like this, like, when these kind of trainee things have the bigger groups and the bigger producers and stuff like that on them, I'm like, okay, this group's probably gonna be really good, because mm-hmm. the big timers are in this, mm-hmm. you know, so
And I'm wondering, like, okay, here's my thing about this. Oh. Okay, it's a little bit of a criticism. Okay, but hold on. Ooh. I'm wondering, like, what really is the ultimate goal with this group? Is it truly to make a solid K-pop group?
Or
is it to have a hit show?
Well, that's always a question when you see any show like this.
Because I feel like with BTS, There was no doubt. They were trying to make
A
a
hit.
solid K-pop group,
Yeah.
you know? And they didn't do it like so publicly, like this group is doing it.
Yes.
And so maybe, I'm sure if I asked, you know, Big Hit, they would say, well, maybe both,
Yeah.
you know? But what do you think about the boys? They're so cute.
Oh my gosh, the boys on Island are adorable.
They're
I
their
love them
little
all. I know,
personalities.
they're so cute. I love them so much already. Like, and I'm not sure if it's over yet by the
Well, they debuted as their group. I didn't want to tell you because then you would see who
oh.
made it, and I didn't know if you wanted to see
No,
more.
I don't want to see who made it.
Okay,
I want to
okay.
watch all the
Do you want
episodes.
to know the name of the group?
No,
Oh, okay, I won't
I
tell
don't
you.
want to know anything.
Ah! Okay. Hurry up and watch, and then we'll do a podcast
Hurry up and
about
watch.
the group.
Okay.
Okay, so back to the show though. Like, things that really stood out to me was you can tell who really, really wants this.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
I feel like they all really want it.
I think that there's some who think that they should want it or they want to want it.
But they don't.
And then there's some who really,
Oh,
really want it.
genuinely want
The
it.
other thing that I noticed is there's a lot of crying on this show.
Yes.
And I actually really, really like
Love
the
it.
fact,
So do I.
yes, that they feel like it's more acceptable for Korean boys to
To
show
cry.
emotion and cry than it is for American boys. I feel like American boys are taught, like, you have to be tough all the time, don't
Yeah,
cry. And,
I
like, even
totally
as a
agree.
girl, I remember my mom telling me, stop crying. Like,
Yeah.
don't cry, you
Or
know?
like when I would like fall or get hurt, or when someone would yell at me, I'd automatically start crying. And then everyone in the room is like, "Why are you crying? Like, stop being so sensitive." Like, and granted, not everyone can feel the same, and some people won't cry, you know what I mean? Because that's just the difference between everyone. But I'm glad that the people who do feel the need to cry can cry, you know what I
Yeah, I
mean?
love that. I love it. And it makes it more real. And
Yeah.
like I've said this time and time again, part of BTS, I'm like slamming my hand down on everything. Part of BTS's success was their vulnerability and their authenticity. And when you show contestants crying or being emotional, for better or for worse, it lends to that authenticity.
I totally agree.
And I love it. And the show is also produced very well.
It is.
And
I love everything
this
about
house
it.
is freaking amazing.
Yes.
Oh
Exactly.
my God.
Like,
Go ahead.
I don't even know. Like, it's just so. Like, that's what I'm saying is, like, I love everything about
Oh
it
my
because it's
God.
gorgeous. Like,
It is.
they provided them with such a nice environment, which makes me really happy because I feel like so many trainees, now it's the normal to almost be treated like crap, to not have much, to, you know what I mean? Which happens to a lot of them, but I don't think people should automatically think, I have to suffer to be great. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
Okay, that's a whole other podcast.
yeah.
That is a huge theme for us
Yeah.
that we're trying to dispel. You
Have
don't
to suffer.
necessarily have to suffer. Don't necessarily, you
You
can,
may, you
and
might.
growth comes from suffering, but you shouldn't expect to.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, but this house is so nice that even when BTS was going through it, they were like, what
Oh
the
my
heck?
gosh.
They're like, wow, I don't even have this, you
Yeah.
know?
Like the brush, the face brush, and
Yeah.
they're like, "What is this?
Hobi was like, oh my God, is this a toothbrush? Like, what is this?
What is
I bet
this?
you he went out that week and bought himself a
A
face
face
brush.
brush?"
He was like, that
Oh
was
my
his thing.
gosh.
And then they were really cute because BTS got the what do you call them?
Presents?
Yeah, they got him presents. What are the boys called that are auditioning? The
Trainees?
trainees. You're all presents. I'm like, yes, I know the word presents. Yeah, but BTS got all the trainees presents.
Then they also had like a therapy kind of session time too,
Yeah, well,
which was really
because
nice.
at some point earlier in the show, each of the trainees
Yes.
had written down and shared like deep concerns that they have, or
Yeah.
not so deep. Some of them weren't
Yeah.
that deep. Like one of them was like, you know, I don't feel as handsome as the other trainees. Another one was like, I really miss my family. How do I get through this? And like BTS gave them their advice.
Yeah, which is so nice, and it was just so cute to watch. And like so many shows, when you watch stuff like this, like they don't show all the contestants. They just show a few, and I'm so glad that they showed all of them, you know what I mean? So you could see all of them. And I'm so glad that, like, I don't know, I'm glad that these trainees, and they might not all feel comfortable, which does make me sad, but I'm glad that some of them feel comfortable, like, when this stuff is released, because, like, this can help someone or something, you know?
And hopefully it's one of those things where, like, shows here where, like, you're not, even if you don't make it all the way, you're not out of the game.
Yeah,
like, maybe somebody spotted you and's like, hey.
Hey, you're pretty. Dang
yeah,
good.
I think you're talented. Like, let me come work under my management or whatever. Yeah. But the cutest part for me was when they saw BTS.
And, oh my gosh, they were all like,
and
oh my
how
God.
Excited they got.
That was adorable. It was so cute.
So, oh so we're hooked. So we're don't hooked. Tell us anything, even though I know most of the stuff already.
Gosh, darn
I'm
it.
Sorry. I'm not telling you.
Yeah. That's true.
But we'll watch it, and then we'll do a whole episode on Island.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. 15 minutes. All right. Stay tuned for 4.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye. Do that again. That was exciting. Just keep playing it. I'm going to use it in my next song. Okay. So, final segment. Did we do a word last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, are you sure this is the final segment?
Isn't it 4?
I think it's 4. Yeah.
No, I mean 5.
No,
no
I think it's
5.
4.
Because first, what did we talk about? We talked about the Ionic song.
Yes.
Then
second,
we talked about Jin and his brother.
And then third, we talked about Jackson and Island. This is only the 4th.
And then 4?
wait.
Hold on. Oh, this is 4.
I told
yes.
you.
Okay, so 4. Okay. So for this one, a while back, we had asked on Instagram.
Like a long time.
Yeah, actually from June 2018.
Okay. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Guys, we've been here for so long.
So it said, in 1 to 2 sentences, tell us why BTS is so special. Okay. At that time, we were wanting to make a YouTube video with all of these comments. But of course, we got kicked off of YouTube.
Just like copyright.
Just like we got kicked off of Twitter for I don't even know what.
I think we liked too many posts on the first day, and they're like, okay, you're
spam.
They're
like, you must be a bot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not the bot.
I just really like to like posts.
Okay, so, anyways, obviously, we are like not very good at social media.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so these comments never made it into a video.
Yeah.
But they're so heartfelt and so precious. Like, they need to be said somewhere. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to read all of them because we got 55 comments on it.
Thank
and
you
they're
guys.
Long. They're long comments.
They're long comments.
So,
of course.
So maybe we can each take turns
reading
them. Okay.
I can go first.
And then I guess we could say the names.
No,
you don't want to say
that. Yeah,
okay.
No.
Well, they knew that they would appear in public somewhere.
Yeah, but I still want to.
Okay, that's fine. Well, so if you guys want to see these, go to our post from June 3rd, 2018.
Yes.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Okay, cool. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I opened up all the comments.
My God.
You just take a look, and then you pick one that you want to read, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I read now. I heard of BTS through my cousins who live in Thailand, and before I heard about them, I thought K-pop was pretty annoying. I am so ashamed how I had never heard K-pop, yet I criticized it. I have now been in ARMY for 3 years, and these 3 years have been the best. Before, I never thought there was such an amazing, talented, and hilarious band. I had never heard such beautiful music in my ears. Without BTS, I would not be complete. I love you. I purple you.
Oh, that's a good one.
See?
Good one. These are, like, so precious.
And she commented a little another comment, but that's, like, the main
one.
Oh,
she did. She did. Do you want to read that second part?
Sure. They show people why life is so important through their lyrics and their personalities. So many people translate it to their own languages, and in the lyrics, BTS can show how love works and how it should be put out into the world.
Yes. Which is exactly it.
So true. So true.
Don't cry. Okay, so I'm going to read one now. Okay, here's this one. Even though this doesn't seem like 1 to 2 sentences, it is what I want to say, and I'm sorry for going over the count of sentences. How do I start? They help me through hardships and things that are tough. They inspire me to love myself in ways that others can't. Music that they make is always so calming to me. They make my day brighter than ever. I love them from the bottom of my heart. Heart emoji. They are amazing and hardworking. They work their best, so we have to give them the best of us. Like what the song Magic Shop says. They are lovable and are people. They spread positivity and love like confetti. I have much more to say, but there is too much. One quote that always stuck in my mind is, "Please, Army, remember what we say, love myself, love yourself." And that was from last year's BBMAs. I remember it so clearly because it is my inspiration and the quote that keeps me up. As I said, I love them from the bottom to the top of my heart.
That one is...
See, and this is like... This is like why there's millions of us and why they're so popular. Like, they deeply affect us and their music is very... uplifting.
Yes.
It's very uplifting. And it's not always like happy-go-lucky uplifting. It's like, hey, this was a hard time.
But you got through.
Use it. Yeah. Use it and grow from it. Okay, let me let you read one.
Okay.
Okay. They're so mature, yet very childish and fun. Excuse me. They appeal to a lot of people because they are so full of love and they are so caring. Yet they have been through stuff that not many people can understand, and they turn those feelings into music that can help people cope with the worst of situations. They make you happy and they give you hope that you will be able to love yourself. And they just make you extremely happy. Simply put, I love them with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was nodding my head yes the whole time.
She was. She's all,
mm-hmm. I agree.
I totally agree.
Okay, let's do a couple more each.
Yes.
Okay, this one says, many people might say I'm crazy or obsessed with BTS because of how much I talk and listen to them, but my God, they have completely changed my life for good. I'm learning to love myself. All caps. Something I would have never thought I'd be able to do ever. Thanks to them, I am the person who I am now, more open-minded and self-confident. They are the most humane and humble artists I've ever known, and I'm so thankful for their music because it's the message that makes it so pure and beautiful. I love them with all my life, and I'll forever be grateful to them for saving me from my depression and negative life. Because when I thought I have no one, they came and stood by me and will always stand by me. BTS, I love you.
That one is very hard, though.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, again, like depression, like using music to help you with depression. And not just BTS, but any
music.
Like, that's a common theme in life. And there was this quote that I heard one time that said, I know there's a God because there's music. You know, and I thought that was so interesting.
That is so
interesting. And the whole point was, you know, if we were just existing and we were just cells and organisms and there was nothing more to us, why would we need music? You don't need music, you know? It's more of an uplifting experience. Okay, your turn.
Okay, so before I read the next one, I just wanted to say our secret word.
Mm-hmm. So there's segment four.
Yes, not five. So the word is play.
Play.
P-L-A-Y.
Like play the music. Yes. Play their music, please.
But don't play with their hearts.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now I'll read it. BTS isn't just an idol group with a ton of fangirls. They are a hardworking and extremely dedicated group of beautiful souled men who care so, so much about everyone. Being a part of ARMY is honestly such a rewarding experience. Not only do I get to love and support them, but they also love and support me, even if I'm thousands of miles away. I love them so, so much, and I wish them all the best and more.
I love that one.
I really like that one.
I like that one because she's like, it's a symbiotic relationship. Like, we support each other.
We support each other.
Oh, man. Okay. Very good. One more?
One more.
Okay. Okay, last one. This one says, BTS is special because they are always there for you. Their music isn't just regular music. It has a story to it. Everyone is trying to figure out the story. They're all connected in albums. BTS was there for me in my hardest times in life. Their voices fill my ears and calm me down. They inspired me to become a singer. They started off very small, sharing one room. Now look at them. If they can do it, so can I. They're special to their fans. They're not rude at all to their fans, even though their fans can be crazy sometimes. They'll never say it. They're very respectful as well and are gentlemen. BTS is not like any other band. They are truly special and I love them. So what I loved about this one that it also touches on is that they inspired her to be a singer.
Yes.
And I feel like that's another resonating theme with BTS is they
inspire us
to be our best mm-hmm. at whatever we love. You know, whether that's singing or dancing or just being a good person. Or
they could even just inspire you to work hard and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think we should talk about why BTS is so special to us.
Oh, that's a great point. Wow.
Wow.
High five.
Actually smart.
Okay. Who first?
I'll go first.
You go first? Okay.
So, just a quick little introduction. I bet we've said this more than once on our podcast, but how we got into them, my dad and I were driving to my swim practice when I was a swimmer, and it was on the radio. We were like, oh my God, what is this song? It was Mic Drop, obviously. So, you know, you go home, you look up their names, and then you fall into the rabbit hole, so... But basically, BTS inspired me to become a dancer. And, you know, that's what I love to do now. That's what I want my career to be. Like, they also inspire me. They also very much changed my personality, I think. They inspired me to be a better person, for sure. Like, and they inspired me to live my life. Like, actually live it. Like, don't just play it. Like, always play it safe. Because sometimes people are alive, but they're not actually living. And, you know, and then after I saw their concert, like, oh my gosh. I just remember thinking, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to be like them. Like, be on a stage, perform in front of thousands of people. And me inspire other people, like, how they inspire us. So, and of course, you know, we could go on for hours talking about it. But, you know, that's a short version. So,
I think what I love about them is I remember when we first got into them and how it was so cool to be on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
As these seven super talented guys from Korea. And even if they weren't like the biggest thing, and they weren't, when we first got into them, they were not the biggest
thing.
They were starting to climb. And like, I remember being on that wavelength, and then it was kind of like a roller coaster. I'm sorry. I was so serious. It came on. Okay. It was kind of like a roller coaster because we got super into them, and then like, it just started to, like, take us.
And we were like, whoa!
And it was like we were all on this journey together. Like, us and other ARMY and BTS. And we were just like, wow.
What's gonna happen?
What is this? And to be connected to millions of people around the world because of this awesome music, these talented people,
And it's all based on the principle of like love.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. And I was like, this is totally the wavelength I want to be on. This is how I want my existence to be. I want to be like up with the people who are into changing the world and making the world a better place and spreading positivity. And I was like, this is awesome. This is really cool. And so that was what really like touched my soul at the beginning. And then there was times where, like, again, like what they said in the comments that we were reading, where when things get tough, like I would remember, well, BTS
Well,
works their
BTS,
butts
yeah,
off,
I
you
remember you
know?
always telling me that
Yeah, and I'm
too.
like, there were so many times that I would be challenged and I would be inspired to try my hardest and not to give up, because I was like, well, BTS wouldn't give up.
Yep.
BTS would just get it freaking done,
Yeah.
you know? And that pushed me to do things that were hard sometimes, but I was able to do it because I was inspired by them, because they motivated me. So if nothing else, it just feels good to love something that is good.
Yep.
You know? Okay. 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Lots of great comments from our Instagram followers. Our own personal comments about BTS. We have one more segment to do.
Guys, oh my
Okay.
gosh.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. And if you guys are ever, you know, on Instagram and you guys want to send us a comment about why you love BTS and what they mean to you,
Just do
yeah, send it, because you
it.
never know if we're gonna read it. All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, AE Talk segment 5, the last of our 100th episode
Episode.
special.
Yeah.
Yes. So for this one, we're gonna end with a game.
Yes.
Do you want to explain the game?
So basically, we're gonna play 3 seconds of like the last part of the song, of a BTS song, and the other person has to guess what song it is.
Okay. And if you guys are true fans of ours, you'll know that I typically am not as successful as Aaliyah is in these games. And I hate doubting myself, but I kind of feel like the same thing's gonna happen.
But I have not been like in the last year I've been listening a lot more to like a variety of music instead of just BTS, and I haven't been playing these games all the time. So, I don't know.
So I have a fighting
Have a
chance.
fighting
All
chance.
right, who goes first?
I'll go first.
You're playing music or you're guessing first?
Oh, I'll guess
You'll
first.
guess first. Okay, so let me get a song and I'll play the last 3 seconds. Okay, so this is actually really hard, you guys, because like technically the last 3 seconds on a lot of these songs is just silence.
Yes.
So we're having to try to get like the last actual music 3 seconds. So we'll see how good I did on this. Okay. Are
Don't
you? And the
say
hard part,
album.
oh, sorry. Did you see it?
I don't know. I
Okay, well,
know.
stop
That
looking. Okay.
I can see in the
Here's the first one. Here's the first one.
Oh my God. Are you kidding
You don't know
me?
it?
No.
Let me do it again. Dee dee dee. Okay, here it is again.
Oh, so it's a song with all of the members. Sorry, this is hard. It sounded like they said for you. What song? It's not. Well, I saw that. Oh,
I'll do it
yeah.
one more time. Last time. Listen closely.
Is it answer?
Is not answer. Are you ready?
Oh
It's Magic Shop. Yeah, so let
my
me play like the last, like, you know, like
God.
10
Little bit,
seconds.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my turn. Hold on. Okay, now Aaliyah's gonna play a song and I'm gonna guess. The next song, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well, now I lost it because I got distracted by the new song. Will you do it one more time?
Yes, I will do it one more time.
Okay, let's listen to it again.
Oh. Nothing. The sound of silence, guys. Here we go.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah, I know. That's why
I played the too much of it.
I played the exact amount.
So it's spring day.
Yes.
Okay, I'm winning.
You're winning.
How many are we going to do each?
I think we should do three each.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
My turn. Okay. Here's Aaliyah's song to guess.
Okay. Oh, this is My City, right?
Yeah! Wow, that was impressive.
Thanks.
I thought it was going to be a super duper hard one. Very good.
Thanks.
Okay, so now you pick a song for me.
No problem.
Okay, my turn to guess. Aaliyah's going to play a song. Ooh, I almost looked. Ooh, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
What? Are you able to do it again, or is it too much setup to do it again?
No, I can do it again.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, one more time.
Okay,
but the last time. Okay, and then I'll just guess.
Okay.
I know this song.
Yeah, you do. It's a BTS song. Let's go.
I can't believe I can't guess this. Because I know when you tell me, I'm going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, you might. I don't know. I think you know it more.
No, I think I know it.
You think you know it.
What song is it?
Don't Leave Me.
Oh, it sounds so upbeat at the end compared to the song.
Well,
do you know
it is.
I mean?
The song is upbeat. Watch. Hold on.
But I mean, like it's so like dramatic, and then the end is like, brrr, you know what I mean? Watch. Let me play like. Okay. So even that's like dark and dramatic. Yeah. I don't know. And then. Okay.
Your turn.
One more each?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, your last one.
Well, it's your last
your
one
last.
To guess.
Oh, yeah.
My last one
your
to play.
Last one.
Okay. Let me turn it up a little bit. Oh. I played way too much. I did not mean to play.
Hip hop.
Dang it. Okay. So now one more. I'm going to guess. Okay. All right. The final song
to
guess.
The final song, guys.
Okay. Wait.
What?
Can you pull up your random word generator?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Pull up your random word generator and we'll do our final secret word.
Okay, so our final word is discount.
That's awesome. Discount.
Discount, okay. Guys. You get a discount of, yeah.
Yeah, no. Can't make it work into something K-pop related. Okay, I'm ready for the final song.
Okay.
Can you please stay with me?
I don't think I've heard this song.
Yes, you have.
Can you play?
And I wanted to play like a more obvious part.
Can you please stay with me?
Like, I mean, obvious song. Sorry, I was looking at the songs in this album.
Oh, so you were trying to make this easy on me?
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you please stay with me? I don't think I've ever heard Namjoon say that.
You want to hear it again?
Sure.
Oh. It'd help if I turned the volume up,
sometimes,
all right?
Sometimes that helps.
Sorry, there we go.
Can you please stay with me?
Is it?
That's all I'm gonna play because it's incredibly hard to get.
Oh my god. I don't even know. Do I give up too easy?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Tell me.
Just One Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking it was a day song. And I was like, no, she already played Spring Day. And so I know how that one is. So it's not that. Because I was trying to think, what song do they miss you or want you? And I was like, well, Spring Day, because it starts out Bogoshipta.
Bogoshipta.
Okay. Can I'm you play sorry. play the last 10 seconds of that
play
song?
Like the last 10 seconds? I'm sorry, hold on. This part.
Can you please stay with me?
You did not get this.
So I think I lost because I missed two. And you only missed one, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Dang it. I'm going to have to create games that I know I can win.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right,
so remember guys, the secret word for segment 5 is discount.
I thought you were going to say the secret way to winning is to create a game that you can win.
Amal, the secret of life is to only make games that you can win. Okay, that too.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well, thanks for listening to our very special 100th episode. This has been such an incredible journey for us, and we hope to keep it going. And we're so thankful that we have all of our listeners and that you guys feel comfortable reaching out to us. And we thank you so much for inviting us into your homes and into your lives every week for our podcast. And we always think, you know, this is only the beginning. Let's see where we all go from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's to 100 more.
Woo!
Yay! Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.